Hey, Marketplace listeners, you know, around here, we like to think you're never too young to learn about the economy and financial basics. That's why we're bringing the Million Bazillion Live Tour to schools to teach important lessons about budgeting, investing, saving, and more. It's all the fun of the podcast, but now live, immersive, and interactive. Special thanks to our tour partner, Greenlight, the debit card and money app for kids and teens. Learn more about Greenlight at greenlight.com/million. That is greenlight.com/million.
Let's begin the show.
Taco Bell. This is the Tesla Taco Bell edition of Make Me Smart. Thank you.
Crossover show. You didn't see it coming,
oh,
but it's a thing. Hey, everyone. I'm Molly Wood. Welcome back to Make Me Smart, the daily podcast where we make today make sense.
I should do a project that involves an airplane. And I should be like, I'm sorry,
yes,
I have to buy an airplane for my job.
Always incorporate your interests.
That's right. I'm Kai Rosell. Thanks for coming on. It's coming on or joining us or whatever you're supposed to say. It's Monday. We'll do the news. We'll make you smile, and then we will get out of your hair in 15 minutes or less. I promise.
Promises. Talk to me about one of so many pandemic hangovers that I see here in the rundown.
Yeah. Well, so I will start with our news fix, as it were. Also, if you can hear that weed whacker in the background, I could close the door to my shed, but I'd really rather not. So if we can deal with it, that would be good. Here's the deal. And I mentioned this for two reasons. Number one, it's a real macroeconomic issue. But number two, Jay Powell on Wednesday will pronounce on the fate of inflation in this economy and its relevance to interest rates and what he's going to do. Spoiler alert, he's not going to do anything. But the Journal has a piece today about corporate debt in the pandemic. And I will just read you the headline, Pandemic Hangover, $11 trillion in corporate debt. And here's why that matters. American companies were borrowing at really low interest rates before the pandemic. And that was all well and good because the economy was humming along and debt was cheap, right? Money was free. And that was all good because companies were making a lot of money. And then comes the pandemic, and what do companies do? Do they retrench? No. Do they ameliorate and reduce their borrowing? No. Do they keep on borrowing at really, really large amounts because money is even cheaper than it was? Yes, that's what they do. And that's fine, right? That's fine because the economy now is growing. It's growing fast. It's growing a lot. It's going to be 6-8% for the year, and that's kind of amazing. No, it's not going to last. Don't at me on that one. But at some point, the Federal Reserve is going to make money more expensive. Not today, not tomorrow, but soon and for the rest of our lives. A little Casablanca shout out there. Thank you very much to the movie fans.
Good one. Money will
be higher. I know. And at that point, and oh, by the way, this is all just a completely unplanned riff. I'm just kind of vamping here. At that point, $11 trillion gets really, really expensive. And yes, you can refinance, you can roll over the debt and all of that jazz. But money is not forever going to be free. And it's a little bit challenging that there's $11 trillion in corporate debt out there now that is free but won't be forever. End of rant. So there you go.
That is, that. By the way, bravo, sir. That was amazing.
Thank you.
There wasn't even any breathing.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, is this a version of housing bubble, do you think? Sort of waiting to come due?
No, I don't think so, right? Because the underlying asset—
They're not distressed.
Right. And the underlying asset is not being securitized out, right? It's corporate profits that are the underlying asset, and companies are making a lot of money, and they're borrowing money against future profits. It's not like bundling mortgage-backed securities. Sorry, it's not like bundling mortgages, selling them off as securities, and then the underlying value of that asset plummets, right? That's not what's going on.
Right.
But debt is debt. Money is expensive, and that can be challenging. That's the deal.
Yeah.
That's just the straight-up deal. And I think we all need
There's a phrase, when the tide goes out, you see who's not wearing any pants. When interest rates go up, exactly, we're going to see which businesses did the right thing and paid down their debt with their new earnings and which ones like did stock buybacks or some kind of thing like that.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. Totally.
I have two stories today that are kind of just little bumps, just worth noting in on the topic of my ongoing obsession. Oh my God, I don't want to go anywhere this summer. After all, there was a nice long piece in the Wall Street Journal about how national parks are just completely overrun. So overrun that they're like closing their gates. So if you were thinking to myself, I'm going to, you know, I want to have an outdoor adventure. So I'm going to go to Southeast Utah to Arches National Park. Nope. Probably not going to. Like, signs are encouraging visitors in some cases to come back in 3 to 5 hours. You can go to another entrance and wait an hour or two to get in. It is the attendance in April at Arches was up 15% from April 2019, and it's only going up as school gets out. It's just going to be like the pent-up summer is going to be a hot mess. Yeah.
And for those of you in California, look out for Yosemite, right? We were in Yosemite at spring break, and it was lovely but crowded, and I can only imagine now as people are like, yay! It's going to be, you know, the valley floor is going to be crazy for sure.
Yeah. Hmm. And I'm not, you know, I'm not trying to buzzkill anybody. Like, some people are fine with crowds and they're cool with it. But just be aware that whatever idea you had for your summer vacation,
right,
everyone else has already had. I don't think there's any off the beaten path to be had. And then in good news, because the Delta variant is the thing that is hanging over all of our heads and making us wonder if reopening is really going to happen or be real in the United States, or if it's going to make things get a lot worse in other countries. That is the variant that was first, I believe, identified in India, but it's now like the dominant variant in the UK. It's here in the US and spreading in some parts of this country. However, in good news, public health officials say in the UK, at least, that the existing vaccines still work. They offer significant protection against the Delta variant of the novel coronavirus. So that's just straight up good news, because the last thing you want to hear, I know, as you're planning your trip to the most crowded national park in America is...
That's right.
Is that these vaccines don't work, but also it means that as we really do significantly ramp up, thank goodness at long last, our efforts to get vaccines to other parts of the world, that when they get there, they're going to work, at least against this variant.
Did you see that Vermont is at 80% of the 12 and above population in the state of Vermont is now vaccinated, which is amazing.
Amazing.
Right. And granted, they're a small population, but 80% is 80%, right?
It's 80%. They got them to take it. Yeah. Like, that's amazing. It's fantastic. And they're throwing open the gates. Sure. Katie, bar the door.
For sure.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on 1 second. Hang on. That turns out that leaf blower, that's me. Hang on 1 sec. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Hey, Jose, can you give me 5 minutes? 3-5 minutes. There we go.
I thought.
How embarrassing is that? The leaf blower and weed whacker was me. Yeah. Sorry.
I thought you kicked it with your foot or something. I'm like, what do you mean it's you? No, you're blowing leaves as we speak?
No, I'm not. It's somebody else.
It's
my
hilarious.
Guy who comes to take care of our stuff. Yes. All right. So, we'll
turn to
thing,
make a smile.
Get us out
and
of
then.
Here. We will. All right. There we go. So, mine is a quickie but a cutie. Somehow my Spotify turned on the other day while I was wearing earbuds, and I should pull it up. And it started playing like a Marcus Mumford like section. And you know, I'm down with Marcus Mumford and I do a whole, you know, lot of Mumford and Sons and all that jazz. But also, little known fact to some who don't read the credits for TV shows when they roll, Marcus Mumford did the music for Ted Lasso, which we've talked about before on this podcast.
The best show ever.
I know. And there's a piece in the Hollywood Reporter today about how it came to pass that Marcus Mumford is writing the theme music and all the soundtrack for Ted Lasso. And it's just a cute little read. It's in the Hollywood Reporter. And it made me sort of go, oh, yeah, so there's good in the world. And here it is.
How fun would it be really to be just making music? Yeah.
I know.
Ooh, I want to watch that show all over again. It was so good.
Yeah, me too.
So good.
Totally.
And then, you know what I kind of also want to do is take the train to a bunch of places all summer long.
Do you?
I do. I love the train. It's super cool. And they have this rail pass. This is so European. I don't know why this delighted me so much. But we have a rail pass, apparently. Amtrak has a USA rail pass. And it normally costs $499. But for the summer, you can get it for $299. Through June 22nd, and then you can book 10 trips over 30 days for this flat free fee of $300.
That's not terrible.
It's not terrible, and I kind of just want to take the train a bunch of places.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't totally know fair. What kind of time I think I have in my life, but like, so fun. The train.
You know, you've got that new car.
It's so fun.
Just drive everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, true. Very true. But still, I kind of love that actually. And I bet it won't be as bananas, although who knows? Who knows how bananas it's going to be? And then speaking of bananas, you're just going to have to go to the show notes for this. Thanks to Kimberly Adams. Okay. I asked her for permission to borrow this. But you have to go to the show notes and you have to look at this photo that I cannot stop looking at, which is from the European Rhythmic Gymnastics Championships in Varna, Bulgaria. Israel's Linoy Ashram. She's doing the individual ball final, which is some gymnastics where you have a ball and do cool tricks with it, sort of like the ribbons and stuff. It's a weird look. It's a weird sport. But in this photo, she has managed to tilt her head all the way back behind her so that it is invisible. And then she's holding the ball above her head. And it is the most bonkers, mind-bending photo that you just will not be able to stop looking at. And then Kimberly, it was so funny. She went down all the way down the rabbit hole of reading funny tweets about this, including after a stunning routine. I think this was in a, you know, it was just like a funny spoof on Twitter. Linoy received a 10 from the Ukrainian judge, a rare 9 from the Russian coalition, but shockingly only received a 2 from the United States, represented by a first-time judge, Mr. I. Crane. You know, like Ichabod?
Oh, that's very good. Ichabod Crane. That's very good.
Like, that was
Legend
funny.
Sleepy Hollow.
Because she's holding her own head.
Good. That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
So good job, Twitter. Thanks to Kimberly for the laugh. You're getting more Kimberly all week long. So it's like a setup.
Yeah. So Molly's out. Kimberly's in through and up to and including Friday and then part of next week. But we'll jump off that bridge when we get there. Tomorrow, Kimberly and I are talking voter suppression laws, where they came from, the money that is making them happen. If you've got questions, we would like to hear them. You can email them to us. You can, email is probably it, right? MakeMeSmartMarketplace.org. There should be a place on the website where people just fill out a form. And also we're working on a phone number. But anyway.
We're going to get a form. There's going to be a form and a phone number.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've entered the early 2000s in web development. I'm sorry. No, it's not. That was unfair. That was unfair. Look, it's just like it was a replay. It takes a while sometimes to get stuff. I'm going to stop.
Make Me Smart is produced by Marissa Cabrera. Tony Wagner puts stuff on the show page for us in his capacity as digital producer. Erica Phillips does our newsletters, our Make Me Smart explainers. Boom.
So many other things. Today's program was engineered by Liana Squilacci. Ben Tolliday and Daniel Ramirez composed our theme music. Bridget Bodner is the senior producer. The executive director of On Demand is Satara Nieves. Fwa, fwa, fwa.
Oh, wow. There we go.
I just felt like she deserved a fwa, fwa, fwa.
That's fine. She's not even here. She's probably not even listening.
What?
She's okay.
Womp, womp,
she doesn't have to listen every day. Yeah. Life's too hard.
See, I think...
life's busy.
Yeah.
You know.
Life's busy. Life's busy, man. Busy.
You know what's funny, though? It's actually getting busier now that we're opening up, and you're like, wow, there's a lot of stuff that happens when you can actually do stuff.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.